Thank you for the pause to turn the tape.
Muscles in my butt.
Sometimes the load becomes very heavy on the shoulders and responds in the rear. Sometimes I'm expected to be much too pious. How could I possibly find humor? Where do you children think humor came from? We have to have humor just to watch upon this place. What you do? Better to laugh at it than to cry all the time.
Must be a lot of laughing in heaven, I'll tell you.
And weeping as the children grope. As a parent who watches the child make errors in discernment and act, you pick them up, you tell them the difference, you show them the difference, and then again you allow them to go forth and hope and pray they do not blunder again. And of course they will blunder again. But if you have taught well, perhaps it will not be the same mistake. One can only learn through the experiencing of the circumstance. You can learn by the experience of another, but it is rare that that's sufficient for the individual. Just as you cannot save your brother's neck from his separation, discernment of God, or the Holy Spirit, you cannot experience for him. Telling a child what you did wrong may or may not be sufficient. For until he has blundered, he does not know really how to correct his path. So you ones have come to this place in human form just as I did, to experience the buffeting and the errors that man must endure. Your loads have been a little heavier, but you see, you were tempered in your metal by the underlying knowledge of what you are. And in retrospect, you will say, none of that was important. When others experiencing the same journey would have broken. Bless delighted ones who came and held the hands of the children and the path open, that ye ones who tarried and were experiencing so that you could carry your load today might come into your truth. In time, you say, how fortunate in time it was to be. Ye ones ask predestination, free will choice. It's both. It shall be as ordained and decreed by God. The thought manifested of God I want to say self, but I'm afraid some of you will misconstrue it. So let us just say, decreed of Father God. How ye arrive at that final day of separation is your free will choice. And ye may receive or ye may deny. And yes, it's done. The records of the universe hold all. But it is not for ye to know. That is the experience of human. I would receive now of you. I would respond. For you have waited long in patience that I might respond. Ye once speak with me constantly. And yet ye too, as this little creature, lose of thy tongues.
I have a thought to express, if I may.
Please.
Just a notation of terms. Christ did not come of man and woman. He came of the Holy Spirit and woman.
Brother, the babe carried the Holy Spirit. The child was human flesh.
That's right. Just emphasize.
And it is simply misunderstood.
Yeah, but just emphasizing that Joseph was not the father. While Mary,
he once had no father except God.
While Mary was the mother.
Yes, one had to bear and carry the child that the body could grow in its earthly way.
Is it suitable to ask concerning this business that I mentioned last night of the time of the earth's creation?
It is suitable to ask. Precious one, it is not suitable that I respond.
Okay.
We are being monitored. All of this is being recorded on surveillance equipment.
Okay.
I do not wish to have it quoted. I would respond to that elsewhere, quietly. Mm-hmm. There will be the day that someone punches up the computer and this will come on the screen. And at this point in time, these messages are being discredited, and we do not give them ammunition. This particular meeting is as much for your dark brothers as it is for you. It is my opportunity to lay it out before you as it is, as it shall be. And it is truth. And I wish to share with those ones. No darkness stands in light, and I am light. And your place is clear. You see, it becomes interesting. I ask them to stay, and they have gone. So be it. I will stand aside. For I have spoken. And I will give her energies back into the hands of her comfortable brother. Know of the truth of it, brothers, for we have a great job confronting of our crew. But it shall be done. Adonai.
Thank you. Adonai.
Thank you.
Hatton returned. I'm not sure why. Always to follow the master gives great insignificance to the beingness. The ones on your place are so intimidated. Not by his presence. Don't misunderstand what happens in the mind of a receiver. It is not intimidation of the energy, for they walk one as another. It is still the attachment of the human vocal cords that feels somehow it cannot express the energy and truth of such magnificence, such perfection. It is a bit easier in the writing. For the master takes any form he chooses. And I stand in awe of the presence when he wishes to make a point. But that is your strength. That is your guide. I too wear many hats, and as Atom, I tell you, that is your God. That is your way. He will lead you. And ye shall be cared for. As a commander, I am in his service. This journey will be made with impersonality to all workers. No job will be considered lesser than another. Every job must be done, or it cannot come to perfection. One missing link, if it is the wrong one, and the machinery will not run. So all ones have to be given their opportunity to see what they carry, what they bring forth onto the project. And they are allowed the time in which to produce it. For the decision always rests in the choice of the man. And when one steps aside, or is cast aside, that portion is given unto another. So that at the proper sequence of fruition, it will make the tapestry whole. But these perturbations of your time limitations will cause delays or speed ups, and the facts remain, all must be in harmony at the proper time. Would you wish to question of me? I am not so intimidating.
Commander?
Yes.
I didn't have a chance yesterday to thank you for yesterday's session.
You're most welcome, Rick. You're going to come into a great camaraderie with your father. It will be. Ones only need be exposed to truth to understand of it. And yet it is always shocking. For ones are never ready at how the truth will come. Remember, out of the mouths of babes. And no one is ever ready for how it comes. And the ones of you through whom it comes are never ready to accept it, for you always feel unworthy. Well, brothers, unworthy or not, you're stuck with it. We've got it. We're going to do it. And you're going to love it. And you will know enough as we go along. Don't fear. You will be given enough as we go along.
I'm loving it more every day.
I feel it. I accept it and receive it. I watched you once blossom, and I almost did it. I humble at it. You see, Larry, pride is a word we try not to use in heaven.
It's a sin on earth.
Well, it's a sin in heaven, too. But it's awfully hard as a teacher not to be proud of your students. So I always say, I just feel humble.
Well, we also modify. There are two kinds of pride. That pride which is based on itself, that's sinful. But pride that is based on thankfulness to the Lord for what has happened, that's a pride that the Lord can take joy in as well.
Thank you for letting me off the hook. I'm pretty sure what I felt was pride.
I do my best.
I'm proud.
Well, your best is worth pride, yes. You make me proud. We love it. We love it. And we share such great, great feelings of closeness with you ones. I'm sorry that the others are not present. But Dorma did not need that. It's very hard for her to write 8 pages from the Master and then come and receive of him. And it needed to be done without the thought of earthly things. This will be brought forth, and we will meet later with him, and they can share of it through the tape. Thank you for allowing of that. I would beg their forgiveness for not including them. It's always great when the Master comes. His lessons are different. Would there be more? Last chance. 1, 2, 3, I'm going. I salute you, comrades. And I will bring the strength of the triune that we might function as one. Salut. 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 That is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which they are.